It's your Friday News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Just 3 days before the national spotlight reaches its full intensity on the Iowa caucuses. This hour, views of the caucuses from various perspectives. Later in the program, we'll hear from political opposites Donna Redwing of One Iowa and Bob Vanderplaats, president and CEO of The Family Leader. Also, we'll look at what tweets tell us about this race, and we'll hear from the creator of IPR's illustrated How to Caucus Guide. But first, conversations with the chairs of both major parties. Let's start with the GOP. Jeff Kaufman, chair of the Republican Party of Iowa, welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Jeff, start off by explaining to us how the Republican caucus works, because it is different to the way the Democrats do a caucus.
It is. There's a couple of key differences. With us, I always explain it, actually, when I'm I teach government at Muscatine Community College, and I always describe a primary as a vote, and a caucus is a conversation followed by a vote. And so the Republicans gather community spot, and every once in a while they gather in homes and schools, a lot of schools, and the Republicans all come together, and there is usually a person, oftentimes designated, that will speak for each candidate. Of course, this year that could take a little bit. There could potentially be 12 speeches that are made. There's oftentimes a little interaction, conversation, and then ultimately the focal point of that evening is a preference vote, or a preference straw poll is actually what they call it, but I avoid those terms so we don't confuse it with the with an event that we used to have in the summertime. After that particular vote, the results are tabulated by hand, usually in the caucus room. If not, they're tabulated in a side room. All of the candidates can have a person there to watch that process. And then this year, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party have both combined our organization with Microsoft, and we have a brand new reporting system. We can get into that later. Mm-hmm. And then those results are tabulated. They're gathered up. 1,681 precincts, and ultimately that's all tabulated in Des Moines, and an announcement is generally, unless the election's too close to call, is generally made at that time.
Undoubtedly, some listeners not registered, can they register up to caucus day?
They can. They can. If they are not registered at all, they can register. They can change their registration. All of that can occur that evening.
If my numbers are right, about 120,000 Iowans turned out in 2012 for the caucuses. What are you expecting in comparison to that this time?
That's certainly our watermark. We don't have any turnout models. What I've been telling people is I would be very surprised if we did not break that watermark of 120,000. I think there's two key factors that are going to go into how much or by how many votes we are going to actually break that mark. One is the weather, of course, and I think Iowa caucus goers are so used to doing this, and quite frankly, I think they're proud of doing this. It's going to take some pretty significant weather, I think, to be a deterrent, a major ice storm or something like that. The other is, you know, a lot of these campaigns have a great deal of enthusiasm behind them, and then of course the candidate that is getting a lot of press is Donald Trump, and I think the key here is finishing this particular season. What I mean by that is he has a lot of people that are saying that they're going to vote. And I'll be quite honest, our party headquarters have had more calls about independents and Democrats changing their vote to vote for Trump than we have ever had. And so the completing the caucus season, can or will those voters actually show up at 7 o'clock on that Monday night to vote? And there's might think that's a kind of a guaranteed yes, but there's a big difference between showing passion, talking about passion, even calling up the party headquarters and getting directions, and then getting home from work relatively tired and having a whole lot of things and a busy life and actually showing up there. Mm-hmm. If that can happen, I believe that. And then we've got some pretty well-oiled machines out there, the Cruz campaign, the Carson campaign. I think Rubio campaign is coming on this point. And really all of our campaigns have done this. We have two previous caucus winners.
Right.
Can they deliver those folks? If so, we are going to break that record by a significant amount. It's just hard to predict.
So do you believe, as it's been reported in the press, that Donald Trump is mobilizing Republicans who have never bothered to participate in caucuses before?
I think he's going to bring new voters to the Republican Party, and I think he's going to bring new caucus attendees. I believe there, we have some other candidates that are going to bring in new caucus attendees. I think that Ben Carson has the potential to do that. And look, all of these candidates, you know, are trying to find their niche. When you have what I call 11 varsity candidates out there that remain, just by virtue of trying to get one of those tickets out of Iowa, they're trying to find a niche, a group of voters. I think Ted Cruz is doing a very good job of consolidating some of his voters and voters that may have looked at other candidates. But I think everything we're talking about today, whether it be turnout or whether it be these individual campaigns, all of this is predicated on the fact that that people have an opinion now, and that opinion will hold. What we have found over the years, and I was actually having a conversation with my Democratic colleague Andy McGuire about this. Things get pretty fluid about this time. So, in other words, we have a lot of people that are telling pollsters and are telling us that they have not made up their mind. But more importantly, we have a lot of people that have committed. In fact, they may have even committed to if a poll has been taken, but are telling me and are telling us and telling people around the state that they still could be convinced. So I really think there's going to be a lot of drama on February 1st. And it's not just drama of who gets first, but we've also got dramas of who's going to get third. And there's, you know, history would tell us that there's going to be somebody in those bottom six or bottom four that's going to make a significant move.
Right. It's all about exceeding expectations.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
So back to the point of the tabulation, the tally of this votes. Of course, 2012, not the best year for reporting the results of the Iowa caucuses. Initially, Mitt Romney declared victorious. It turned out, and it was only a matter of a few votes, that Rick Santorum had won. Are you confident the problems in counting Republican caucus support will be avoided this time with the help of Microsoft, I guess?
Very, very confident. I mean, I can tell you that we have learned from mistakes that were made in 2012. It was the closest, one of the closest elections, literally, in American history, 34 votes out of a total of 120,000. But we've done a few things besides this partnership with Microsoft. One thing that isn't being talked about a lot, but could very well be one of the most important reforms that we put in to the process. And originally, our blue ribbon panel that had met and reached its conclusions before I became chair on the caucus essentially said, look, we cannot have this thing drag out on and on and on like it did in 2012. So they had suggested a 72-hour period by which verification had to occur and there had to be an official winner. We actually became more aggressive, and we have instituted a 48-hour window. So if we have another close election, not likely that it would be that close, but you have to prepare for everything. In 48 hours, we are going to get the actual paper trail for all 1,681 precincts. We're going to get we're going to bring them in, we're going to verify, and we will have an official result within 48 hours. That would be another significant step to avoiding anything that looks like 2012.
Thanks for your insights, your thoughts. Chair of the Republican Party of Iowa, Jeff Kaufman, always nice to talk with you.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure.
And now to the other side of the aisle, Dr. Andy McGuire, chair of the Iowa Democratic Party. Welcome to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Explain to us at the start here how the Democratic caucus works, because it's not like the Republican side of things.
It is not like the Republican side. It's a lot more fun. So you come to your caucus, have to be there by 6:30, at least in line by 7. Come inside. We hear about all the candidates. We have a conversation really about where we want the direction of this country to go. And then you go to your corners, as we call it. So one candidate will be in one corner, one will be in another. And you physically get up and walk to that corner, and then you count off. And if someone doesn't have 15% usually, which is our viability standard, then that candidate has to go to another candidate, and we realign. And sometimes even one candidate goes to another that is viable. We have another discussion, and then that's the count.
So it is an evening of what we could say is perhaps cajoling and wooing.
It absolutely is. And, you know, it's a great conversation. It's a conversation you might not always have. And it's one we should have because it's the direction of our country. And so we should be talking about the issues that concern us. We should be talking about college affordability and health care and education. Those are the issues we all care about, and we should be talking about them with our friends and neighbors.
How would you size up, Dr. McGuire, the campaign machines you're seeing out there, you have seen out there over many months here in Iowa, the machines for the various campaigns to actually get people to the sites?
Well, and that's so important. All three candidates have made Iowa such a priority. They've been here a lot. But more importantly, maybe for turnout on caucus night, is all three of them have had wonderful organizations. They're all over the state. And I do say three of them. All three have those organizations. And you see, I've been traveling all over the state. You see them everywhere. And they're enthusiastic, and they're going to get their people out. So that's really been a wonderful part of this, that helps me in November. You know, the caucuses are really about party building. I know we have presidential preference, but they're also about party building. And our party building is going to be great, and that really bodes well for us in November.
Mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders has been a big surprise in this season so far. How much does this remind you of the energy and the excitement surrounding the Democratic caucuses in 2008 when Barack Obama landed a surprise victory here in Iowa, and the front runner, Hillary Clinton, had to settle for third behind John Edwards?
Well, I tell you, all caucuses are unique. So 2008 had its flavor, and I think 2016 here will have its flavor, and I think they will be slightly different. There is a lot of enthusiasm for Senator Sanders, and there's a lot of enthusiasm for the other two candidates. What I think is great is this competitive caucus. A lot of people thought we wouldn't have a competitive caucus. I have always said it would be competitive, and it certainly is, and that helps drive turnout. That helps drive our message, and so I'm just really excited about this kind of energy in our party.
Mm-hmm. In speaking with Jeff Kaufman of the Iowa GOP, he said sort of offhand that they've been getting a lot of calls from independents and even Democrats interested in caucusing for Trump. How do you interpret that?
Well, I think there's some frustration out there. And I will tell you, we have people calling us as well with similar questions about our candidates. So there's a lot of give and take, I think, in the caucus season. And you can change. I will tell people, you can register that night for the caucus. You can change your registration from Democrat to Republican or Republican to Democrat or independent to either. That's something good about the caucuses. And I tell you, there's a lot of energy, but a lot of frustration. And I think people want to tell the country where they want that vision to go. So I think that's part of them.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit more about that, because a year ago you would not have found, I don't think, any political pundit who would have guessed anything like what we have today in either party. So what do you see as going on?
Well, we have always said it was going to be competitive, and I feel pretty prophetic because it is. And many people a year ago when I said that said, oh, you're just saying that. This tends to always be competitive. Now, I'm not sure any of us knew who it would be competitive between, but we do know that when you're talking about the presidency of the United States, we have people who are going to come together. And Iowans, we do a great job of giving everybody a fair shot. So, you know, you don't have to have a lot of money. You don't have to have the name ID. And I think what's great is all these candidates have come here. They've made Iowa a priority. And that has really gotten their message out to the Iowans. And Iowans have taken that responsibility very seriously to vet them. And that's why I think we have a competitive caucus.
I wonder, you've, of course, been through a number of election cycles here in Iowa. Do you think this election cycle is driven more by candidate personality on the Democratic side or by party platform and positions on the issues?
What I've observed is there's always some personality, but I think our three candidates, if you look at the debates and the town halls, have really been talking about issues and talking about differences between them on the issues. That's not really the same for the other party, I would say. They have more of a personality thing going on, I think. But we've really been sticking to the issues. And I think that's – when I talk to people all over Iowa, they're concerned about college affordability. You know, they're concerned about their kids. They're concerned about education. They're concerned about health care. So I think – we've been talking about those issues that really resonate with Iowa families, and I think that will do us well now and in November.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting to read that Bernie Sanders, I believe this was in an article in The Hill, Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign is questioning Microsoft's involvement in the Iowa caucuses. And, for instance, the Sanders campaign highlighting the hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions that Microsoft employees have given to Hillary Clinton. How do you interpret that? Do you share any of those concerns?
You know, I don't. We've got a great partnership going with the Republican Party of Iowa, which bodes – I mean, if they've given to Democrats, they haven't given maybe to Republicans. That's not the point here. The point is that this is a great technology company that has been on the ground here for almost a year working with both the Republicans and the Democrats to put on a great caucus. And, you know, they're the technology, but we're the ones who actually do the counting of the votes. They mm-hmm. just help us with technology. So I really think that's unfounded. That Microsoft has – that we have any problem with Microsoft. I don't know who else you could say for a company you'd want to go to. I think they're a great company. I think this is a great partnership with the Republican Party of Iowa. And what we really want to do is make sure that we don't have any problems with the reporting. We want to make sure it's efficient. We want to make sure it's timely. And, you know, as you know, the Republicans had a little problem last time. But any of us could have a problem. And that's why we went to this technology. It is cutting-edge technology. I'm really proud to partner with – both the Republican Party of Iowa and Microsoft, to make sure Iowa stays first in the nation. So I think it's all fine.
Okay. Flawless, quick results being promised, I think.
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
Dr. Andy McGuire, chair of the Iowa Democratic Party, thanks for this conversation.
Great to talk to you.